talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are on this planet of ours listening in tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Well, the new year is rolling by, isn't it? So much is going on. So many good things are happening. I love you all for tuning in. We've got a great show planned for tonight. I've got a wonderful artist that you all are going to learn about tonight. You might already know about who he is. Plus, I've got the divine Jackie Jordan, you know, from TV Experts. Well, Jackie Jordan has a new book, and we're going to talk to her about it. Then we've got back psychic to the stars, Maria Papapetros. Well, she's going to give us a scoop on what's happening. And if you have one question for her and you feel like calling in, dial 323-203-0815. I feel like Wendy Williams. I'm sucking on a candy drop because I'm under the weather. Do you hear it? Well, under the weather was exactly what I wasn't this weekend. I had the joy of meeting Letty Alvarez, and she fed me some L.A. sweet cupcakes. They're down in Miami, so shout out to you, my girl Letty. Well, everyone, here comes the time when in life I find the greatest things on earth, and I want to share them with you. So I'm going to share with you tonight the one and only Byron Keith Bird. And he's got an amazing collection called The Biblical Proportions. So welcome, Byron Keith Bird, to Max and Friends and L.A. Talk Radio.
Hello, Max Tucci and L.A. Friends. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing so well, and I'm glad you're here tonight so you could tell us more about who you are and what's inspired you to make one of these ingenious collections. So welcome, my friend. How are you?
Well, actually, I'm recuperating. I have been working on a new sculpture for the collection, which opens on, well, it doesn't open. It hangs on Tuesday. There's an art walk Miami, which is supposedly very well attended, on Saturday the 14th. Private opening for people on the 21st of January. And I'm recuperating because I took a couple of hours on the Delano Beach today in South Beach, and I'm sunburned. So I'm not here and make up for the interview.
You see, it's retribution for your biblical proportions. So
I'm burning in hell. I'm burning in hell.
Because, you know, you've got some pieces, I love them. Especially, there's some pieces that I love. The Jesus Saves piece, which is the piggy bank. I love it.
Yeah, I found a piggy bank on eBay, and it was a vintage, because most piggy banks these days are like just very generic. I found a vintage clay piggy bank, and I gold-leafed it, and on the side I put Jesus Saves, and it was turned into a limited edition photograph and of 12, as in 12 disciples, I selected. And that's one of my favorite pieces as well, so thank you. But I think the showstopper is certainly the religious trap.
Well, that one has just got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Tell us about that.
Well, religious trap is it's a cross, literally, and it's a 9-foot cross made of 312 mouse traps. They're laid out very systematically, and my friend just interrupted me. I'm sorry. It's 9 foot tall, live foot cross made of mousetraps, and it's called religious trap. No pun intended, because I think religion can certainly trap people and limit them to go beyond what they're really capable of.
Well, here it says that you're challenging the age-old beliefs of Christianity. So how do you feel you're challenging the beliefs of Christianity?
Well, that certainly was a good example of it being a trap. I have other pieces that are, I mean, again, going back to the Jesus Saves thing. Is he really going to save you? And is Jesus really the Savior? I mean, it amazes me that people think they have to go through Jesus to get to God. Certainly there are many other religions that don't involve Jesus, and I'm not suggesting one do or don't by any means. I just think people need to really look at their religious convictions and question them, because many times they are nothing more than what we've been brought up with.
What religion were you brought up with?
Well, I was born Southern Baptist, and thus I have a piece called Bible Belt. It was just in the Boca Raton Museum of Art for the summer, the 60th annual All Florida show. And that was curated by Valerie Leeds of the Whitney Museum.
Right.
And that is literally a belt of embossed leather with praying hands and doves, and I've got biblical hymns on there, and I've scrawled all the states that comprise the Bible Belt on there. But again, that is just an entrapment. It really has nothing to do with the universe and God. We're really all one species, one person. And
that
sadly,
we
that's
are
not
one human. And you know, there's a great painting you have called "Let Us Pray." It's on your postcard that you're sending out to everyone to come to your show, which will be, everyone, if you're in the Miami area, Saturday, January 14th, from 7 to 10. And if you want more information on that, I'm sure you can check it out on what's your website.
Under my name, ByronKeithBird.com. Yeah, the Let Us Pray, Pray, P-R-E-Y, and that's, of course, going to raise a few eyebrows because of the Catholic Church, or any church. But, you know, someone was offended recently. I went to a dinner party and gave it out, and they said, I can't go to this. I'm Catholic. And I said, well, you know, I'm not the one who, made this happen, or all I'm doing is documenting history, really, with it.
Documenting history is what you are doing. Now, why is it? Would you say you're pissed off with the Catholic Church?
No, I'm pissed off at religion.
At religion?
Everybody's religion. I mean, go back to 9/11 with all of that. It's like everyone thinking that they are the devout and the correct way. It's really ruining our world, and it's not. I unfortunately don't see it getting better. One would think that it would in this day and age, but it seems to be worse. It's even in our current political agenda here, even within our own shores.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that your artwork, because I've seen some of the pieces on Kipton, do you think, and I love them, and I think that not only they're controversial, but they also make you think. And do you think that by you putting these out there, people are going to be more drawn to religion or less?
Well, hopefully both. I hope that they're drawn to a deeper conviction to the true light, if you will, for lack of a better word, and not being into the contrived, conformed version of it. And I've also gone into political aspects of it. For example, I have a piece called Revelation 8:8, and in short, quite simply, I've included that biblical scripture which says, "The angel sounded as though it were a great mountain burning with fire, was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood." Well, guess what? In this abstract work, I superimposed the BP logo on there, because we, as a planet, do not know what that BP logo oil spill is going to do to our future.
That's the truth. Well, you also have a great piece that you've incorporated some of our human bodily liquids, let's say. So tell us about that piece.
Oh, that was a surprise piece, Max.
Make it a surprise. We'll just give them the teaser.
Okay, now it's a surprise. Here's the surprise. Disco Heaven. It was added very last minute. I'll tell you about that one, but I have one that will surprise even you. I just finished a sculpture today, and it's called What Would Jesus Do? And it is a sculpture. So on the 31-inch pedestal, and it is, I'm not answering your question, but I'm going elsewhere. Here's the surprise. It's a toilet holder for toilet paper, very ornate, like the Sopranos, if you will. And it holds a toilet paper on there, and I embossed on there in gold leaf, WWJD, just rolling right down the front. And that's going to be front and center stage of the exhibition when it opens.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, because what would Jesus do? Byron Keith
what
Bird.
Would
everyone,
Jesus?
I want you to check his site out at ByronKeithBird, that's BYRD.com. Check out his amazing pieces there. And if you're in the Florida area, why don't you get yourself down? And I really suggest you go see January 14th. It's running, and 7 to 10 p.m.
Well, the 14th is the art walk. There is an opening on the 21st. Could I give you the date of that?
Absolutely.
I mean, not the date, the address. No, the address. I'm sorry.
Give us the address. Here we go. We're getting the address, everyone, for the amazing exhibition of our guest right now, who is Byron Keith Bird. Check him out, because his new exhibition, which is called Biblical Proportions, is presented by the Wynwood Exhibition Center in Miami, Florida. And the address there is?
Exactly. The address is 297 Northwest 23rd Street in Miami. And again, the art walk is January 14th, and a reception for the artists on the 21st. And there's a lot of other surprises. So
I look forward to them. I'm going to see you this weekend for sure. And everyone, keep that in mind. What would Jesus do? Well, Byron, thank you so much for being here tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Max. But one last question.
Yeah.
I know that I intervened and, of course, met you at an incredible New Year's party in South Beach. I mean, am I going to be able to wear that incredible Dolce & Gabbana jacket at my opening or not? I mean, let's make it official right now while we're on air. Yes or no? Maybe.
See, you got to get me here, but what if I wanted to wear it to the show?
Then I won't go.
We'll swap it out. I'll let you wear it for your entrance, and then I'll wear it for my exit. How about that?
Well, there you go. A deal is a deal.
All right.
The Lord
have
loves you, and
night.
Amen. All right.
Amen. Thank you so much, Byron Keith Bird.
Right.
Have a great night.
All right. Bye,
Hello,
Max.
Everyone.
Bye.
You see, I bring you in artists that I think are making a change, and not only a change, but they make you think. And I like people who make you think. And my next guest, Miss Wonder Woman, she has books, she has websites, she's produced. You know when you turn on the TVs and you see everyone there and you're like, where do these experts come from? Jackie Jordan is coming up next, my Wonder Woman, and then Maria Papapetros. So get your pencils ready and dial 323-203-0815, because when Maria's on, you're going to be able to ask her your one psychic question. Until we're getting Maria on the air, we're going to have my girl Jackie Jordan here. So stand by, everyone, because Wonder Woman. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was Wonder Woman, because this is Wonder Woman. Jackie Jordan, welcome to Max and Friends.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for that compliment.
Well, you are Wonder Woman. You are an author extraordinaire. Your new book, Heartfelt Marketing, which I absolutely adore. I can't wait to get into it. And also your other fantastic book, which is Get on TV. So many people want to get on TV. You help them. Tell us how you help them and about your fantastic website, which, of course, everyone, is TVGuestBert.com.
Well, thanks so much, Max. Get on TV was because I've been a television producer for, I like to say, 10 plus years, and it's going to be 10 plus years for a long time. And what I realized, I come from the unscripted programming side, so I come from talk shows, news programs, reality shows, and what I realized that there was a lot of great talent, and my asset was not the shows, the studios, or the networks that I work for, but my ability to find really great talent, which is what kept me running as a showrunner for the different outlets. And what I found out about really great talent, especially experts, which is what I booked most often, was that they didn't know how to access the media. And the media has this perception of this big iron wall that you have to know somebody on the other side of it to get through it. And the truth was, especially with the 24-hour networks, and there is a tremendous need for producers, including myself, to find really great talent. And then the second part of that was that once I would see experts break that, ceiling or the illusion of the difficulty of getting on TV, because quite frankly, it's a formula. There's certain things that producers look for. Then I would find that the experts either didn't have the business model in place in their business to support the value of the exposure that they were actually getting, or they didn't know how to sustain the exposure for longer periods of time to become like the Martha Stewarts, the Dr. Phils, the Judge Judys, all who were, professionals in another life, in another right, mm-hmm. who were able to capitalize on their guest appearances to become, these very wealthy, legendary media faces.
Absolutely. Now, listen real quick. We had a great tweet from someone, so thank you, Lisa. And she wants to know, she feels she's an expert in her field. I don't know what the field is, but how would she be able to get on TV?
You have to have a platform first off. It's very the way to approach that is that a lot of experts are like, I'm a really great expert, so I should be on TV. But what they don't realize is that they're asking a producer to put their job on the line to mm-hmm. put them on television. So every expert that goes on TV, I remember one of my bosses once told me a long time ago, driving an $80,000 car off a cliff if you put somebody on TV and they don't know how to deliver it. And that's what's good. That's the pressure and the tension that's going on behind each producer decision to put an expert on TV. So what you have to do is line up your game, demo reel, content, speaking points, electronic press kits, regular press kits, platform, website, to create so that the producer knows that if they take a chance on you, that you know how to deliver. And delivery is different for each show. Sometimes it's 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 7 minutes. There's all different, formulas for that delivery. So there's actually a science to it, which is why I wrote Get on TV, because it's not an inaccessible science. The technique is actually the formula we use for our company at TV Guestbert, and it's actually very accessible because a lot of people have become very successful experts on TV in their own right. They didn't need a TV Guestbert to do that. They just knew the formula that we share with you in Get on TV.
Now, Get on TV is a great book, everyone, because there you're going to be able to find out exactly how that you can get your message on TV. You can learn about marketing and branding yourself and, of course, on-air camera skills and training, which I think is the most important because everyone, they're like, oh, I'm an expert. Jackie, I'm an expert. And then you put them in front of a camera and they freeze and all of a sudden their expertise just freezes with their face. So that's an important thing that people need to learn. Just because you might think you're an expert in your field doesn't necessarily mean you're great in front of the camera. So what are some myths that we can bust right now for people who are camera shy?
Well, Max, that's so funny that you happen to say that, because this coming Saturday in Santa Monica, California, we're hosting a guest expert on-camera training class, which we do periodically. And, in fact, two guest experts who are booked for the Today Show at the end of the month are flying in from out of town to take the course, because they've got 4 minutes of Today Show Real Estate on air to deliver the segment that the producer is expecting them for and protect the plug of their book that's going to be released that day in the publishing market. So you're so right. People don't value it. And even though we offer on-camera training courses, of all the services that TV Guestbert offers in a media platform, most people will invest in the front end but will not invest in the practice of the execution of their message. Mm-hmm. And I always am puzzled, because I think it's so expensive and so much work and so much strategy and time to prepare to get the opportunity to not, it's kind of like buying all sports equipment, or ski equipment would be a great example, and then like never taking the lessons before you go down the ski slope. You know, that's kind of what on-camera training is like if you don't do it. We had a woman who was very successful, ironically, on the Today Show. She came to me. She'd been on maybe 14 times. She said, "Would you believe I've never, ever sold a book as a result of being on the Today Show?" And I was like, "Girl, what are you talking about when you go on the air?" You know, and it's the ability to know what your content is and your speaking points are, because being on television is like a tango. It's not an interview. It's not, you know, a host talking to guest, or, you know, teacher talking to student, or parent talking to child. It's a tango. Every moment is well orchestrated. It has, you know, has moments available for spontaneity and, you know, high energy, high vibe fun, but it's a well orchestrated tango. And the fact that my category of producing is considered unscripted is a joke. That's okay. Whatever.
But, you know, it's a fun industry, and people, you know, and especially now with reality TV and YouTube, everyone feels that they have the grasp to take, you know, to have what it takes. And I hear it all the time. Max, oh, you know, I'm an expert in this. I'm an expert in that. Can I come on your show and talk about? And I'm like, wait a minute. What qualifies you to be an expert? So, Jackie, what actually qualifies someone to be an expert?
Well, it's so funny. I let this the secret out and getting the book get on TV. But, you know, I have been a producer on a team where we have taken a less qualified expert who is better on camera than the more credentialed expert.
Mm-hmm.
So what qualifies someone to be an expert usually is personal experience, professional experience, but from a TV point of view, some credible source of tape or videotape, or in our world at TV Guestbert, it's demo reels, to prove that they have the ability to execute content on television. So that's what makes somebody a TV expert.
Well, how fascinating. The world of TV is so much fun, isn't it?
I love
it. But you know what I love? I also love the world, the literary world. And you are Wonder Woman in the literary world, because your new book, I love, love, love the title. Everyone, Heartfelt Marketing, Allowing the Universe to Be Your Business Partner. I'll say it one more time, because the title, I think, is going to set you all free in the industry of marketing. So it's Heartfelt Marketing, allowing the universe to be your business partner. How did you come up with that title? I love it.
Thank you so much. So people ask me, did you have like a spiritual experience between your two books? And what I got to see when I was in the process of doing Heartfelt Marketing, and I share my own story coming up through the business in it, is that a lot of people, you know, you have to sell yourself. It's so awkward. Everybody knows having to pitch yourself is like the most awkward thing in the world. Whether you're pitching yourself to a television producer or trying to get yourself the next job, it's just always awkward, you know. And
those
that's
awkward
why
moments.
it just feels, you know, tacky. But it shouldn't, you know, because if we can't speak up for ourselves and sell ourselves, you know. So the Heartfelt Marketing is really about taking the shift off of selling instead of offering yourself in your gifts of service. So it takes that whole pressure to, you know, affect an outcome, and instead to see it as as an offering, or that you're sharing your gifts.
And you are sharing your gifts. Now, let me ask you, because in the book, Heartfelt Marketing, you talk about how we can learn how to get out of our own way, because I also believe that people self-sabotage themselves. They believe they're great, they get to where they need to go, and then all of a sudden, they're like, they trip, they stumble, and they fall flat on their face, and they self-sabotage themselves. Why,
Oh, my God. That really was the seed behind Heartfelt Marketing, because our company aggregates opportunity. So we meet with a potential guest expert, we listen to what their vision is and where they want to go, where the destination is, and then we create the roadmap and the plan to get them there. And then we have the amazing opportunity to open doors that will lead the person to the vision that they described. And what so often happens, and it perplexed me, because I was dealing with, you know, really successful people, professionals in their own right, in their own business or in their own industry or field, who would absolutely sabotage right before the opportunity. Two examples that I will share with you was, one, we had several newcomer, like rookie guest experts, going to the first live TV appearances, and within a 6-month period of time, all four of them got into car accidents, which always say was no accident. Yeah.
Right.
So that was, you know, as a company, we had to really take a look at that, you know, where our ready point was for some of our guest experts. And then secondly, you know, people will describe their vision, and they'll say to me, you know, Jackie, I really, really want navy blue as my vision. I'm just using that as an example. And I will say, okay, navy blue came up on the landscape of opportunity a little bit ago, so we've kind of missed it. But what I can aggregate for you is turquoise blue. And if we go through the door of the turquoise blue, we'll see what's on the other side of it. Oh, Jackie, I thought you understood me. I thought you got what I wanted. And I was like, okay, well, if we keep this conversation up, we're going to be looking at yellow pretty soon. So it's up to you. And it was really shocking to see how people get in their way. This, you know, and I find, especially in the media game, even though they want the exposure, we're very out of control in how the exposure is going to be received. And people who are very, you know, very successful and very self-starters, especially, sometimes they don't feel in control of what the results are going to be. So we try to be as, you know, supporting as a company as we can, but it's really sometimes difficult, or it's been a challenge for people to see the opportunities that come in front of them, because it requires a paradigm shift, a perception shift, in order to step into it. And then also the flip side of that is keeping the expectations real. Because sometimes we'll set somebody up for a studio meeting or a host job opportunity, and they think that the one meeting is going to change their entire life. And so we, on the flip side, we're trying to rein in expectations. It's like, no, it's just one more meeting. And it's the consistent success is the consistent accumulation of effort made over a period of time. It's not, you know, 15 minutes of fame or these one-hit wonders or these overnight successes, which really took a long time. Even reality shows have kind of like blurred the lines of that. But if you're around and doing this as long as I have, if there isn't a consistent body of work, they really come and go. Ryan Seacrest is a really good example. He's been at this a long time, and then of course when he did Pop, I mean, he was everywhere, and it looked like he came out of nowhere.
Exactly.
He's been around.
Well,
you know,
speaking of coming out of nowhere, we've got a quick commercial that we've got to take. Actually, I don't want to take a commercial. I want to let everyone know who Jackie Jordan is. So hit it, Ronan. We're back here on Max and Friends, and you are listening to LA Talk Radio, and my guest right now is Jackie Jordan from TVGuestpert.com. How you doing, Jackie?
Oh, my God, you are so much fun. You're like a party on a Sunday night.
We are. You know what? I'm sick of commercials. I love putting in songs, and you are Wonder Woman because you cover it all. Everyone, check out the website, TVGuestpert.com, because they're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. And if you feel that you can be an expert on TV, you might want to give Jackie a call. But before that, we were talking about our boy, Ryan Seacrest. So tell us about Ryan. And he literally came out of nowhere and has made himself millions and millions and millions of dollars. And he's basically everywhere. How did he do it?
He just was at it for a very, very long time. He was, you know, and I know he's been taken under, you know, the Dick Clark for the Rock and Roll New Year's Eve. And there was one point, too, where he was courted by Merv Griffin Productions, and it just took him a long time for it all to come together. But he was at it, you know, for a long enough time so that when it came in, he knew how to capitalize on it. But then there's, like, the overnight successes, and I'll just, you know, give her due credit because Lord knows she gets due credit. It's Snooki. I really, you know, I can't explain that. I don't know what's going to happen when the show's off the air, if she will have a show.
No, she's got another one coming on. That's a little secret that we have here. She does. She's got another one coming out with Jello.
Look at you.
Whatever her friend. Yeah, girl, we got the scoop here. But they're going to start filming pretty soon in New York. Yeah, they are. They start filming in March. Her and I just call her Jello or whatever the other one is. But, yeah, you know. They're a phenomenon, but that's like, you know, it was interesting. We had Antoine Dotson. Remember, Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wives, with the Bedroom Intruder song. We had him on the air, and literally, Jackie, within 1 year, he had Christmas ornaments. He had a Halloween costume. It was rated the number one Halloween costume. So people who get that vibe and they feel that they've got the talent, you know, they can do it. But how do we allow the universe to be our business partner?
Well, I think that, you know, I'm a big believer in consistent action because I have launched so many different talk shows for the studios and with names that you wouldn't even, faceless names you wouldn't even remember. And I believe in consistent action. I think that's what's, you know, look at Betty White's career. Whoever thought that she would be at 86, you know, resurrecting and doing Saturday Night Live, just, you know, consistent study. Action, you know, dealing with the reality of what the business is. The other phenomenon, which, you know, they're genius, and I'll just give them props, is the Kardashians.
Yeah.
But my philosophy, that Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton share the same sex tape
publicist.
Broker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
they were experts, you know, in sex tapes, Jackie.
You know what? They had a really good hook, as I describe it and get on TV. It works for one, it works for the other.
Well, listen, but this is a perfect setup. So how can we let go of energetic tackiness?
You know, that's the, you know, talk about it. I call it energetic tackiness and heartfelt marketing. And then get on TV, I call it being persistent without being annoying. And I know that when we're dealing with the producing, you know, because our job is to get people to say yes for our clients.
Right.
And we've got to get them to say yes. We've got to get them to say yes. So the way we approach it is by being a resource to the person we're trying to say yes, so that we're not asking for something, but we're, again, offering something. And if it doesn't fit what they want or it's not in their mandate at this time, we check in to find out what is working for them so that if we can regroup and we can make it fit for them appropriately, we come back with an offering. So I think it's that thing, because what I see is a lot of people feel like they get rejected. They like, oh, you know, my experts, when people don't get what they want, they think that they've been personally rejected. There's so many other components and elements that are so out of 10 people's control, you know, in the lineup of the decision-making process. So that's our approach. And especially since TV Guestbert, we, you know, we're owned by television producers, so we're a servicing agency for producers. You know, our job is to stay in alignment with what the producing community needs and make their jobs easier in what we're doing.
Well, you're doing it. Now, here's the deal, Jackie. I've got to ask you a question. Are you on Facebook? Of course you are.
Yes, we are.
Where can people find you on Facebook?
With TVGuestbert.com, Jackie Jordan. Facebook at TVGuestbert.com.
And now, do you use Twitter? Because I am a Twitter fanatic. And I saw you on Twitter, and I've been tweeting. And then I spoke to your office, and they're like, Jackie really doesn't use Twitter so much. Get on Twitter, girl.
You know, I am on Twitter. I'm surprised that was the response. It's Jack Jordan at Twitter, J-A-C-Q Jordan. I checked out your Twitter. Your Twitter was remarkably impressive.
Oh, I
and,
love Twitter.
you're living on the Twitter. On the Twitter wave, which is awesome.
On the line. You have to. You know, I got to tell you, Jackie, Twitter literally has booked me so many guests here on the radio show. And because
that's
what
awesome.
It does is it literally, like, it cuts out the middleman. You know, it's like, I go direct. Like, we literally... <You know? laughs> That's my Twitter. It's my Geico Direct to the stars, because there's some stuff, you know, like, we're not looking, you know, to exploit people. So sometimes people, if there's a sad event that happens in some lives, I'm not looking to exploit you. I just want to talk to you. So when you go to the celebrities, sometimes they want to talk back, but their publicist or their manager, their agent never presents it to them. So Twitter has become my Geico Direct, and I love Twitter. So I suggest.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I know. I was really impressed. You definitely have it mastered. So yeah, but I am on Twitter.
All right, we're gonna Twitter some more, because people are tweeting me right now. So I have to say thank you to Thomas Hibner. He just tweeted me, and he has questions for Jackie. Everyone, if you want to ask Jackie a question, go to Jack Jordan. That's JACQ, Jack Jordan on Twitter, and you can just directly tweet her there, because that's fun. We get interactive there. Thank you all for getting interactive with it, by the way. So, Jackie Jordan, you are the TVGuestpert.com Wonder Woman. I thank you so much for being here. Your books, The Heartfelt Marketing, love the title, Allowing the Universe to Be Your Business Partner, and of course, the other book, Get on TV. So if you all want to get on TV, and if you want heartfelt marketing and you want the universe to be your business partner, go get the books. They're on Amazon.com right now. And of course, if you feel that you've got what it takes to be an expert, go to TVGuestpert.com. My guest, Jackie Jordan, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to Twitter in for the psychic now.
Oh, you should. She's the best, Maria Papapapos.
I know.
You can call back in with your one question.
Exactly. I'm going to Twitter it.
I'm glad that you brought her up, because you know what, Jackie? She's another kind of woman. She's a psychic. She's honed her craft. She's an expert in her field. And she's been on, you know, all the TV shows from the day. And then she took a little sabbatical and wrote some books. And now she's getting back on the scene. So it's okay. Is it okay, Jackie? I'm just...
Oh, amazing. I love
that. Is it
that.
Okay for an expert to take a break?
I love that. I think it's great when people regroup, refresh, and come back with something new and innovative. I think it's fantastic. And,
so
you know, it's so funny.
Tell me.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to listen
to
her.
Tell me. No, what's so funny?
No, I all my producing years, I was always, no matter what show TV show I was producing for, I was always on the psychic beat. So I did John Edward when, you know, in Long Island, when he was a hospital administrator. We got him on CNBC. He endorsed my book, Get on TV.
Maria did the show with John Edwards. She did the Roseanne Barr show. Remember when Roseanne had her show?
Yes.
And she was on with John. But yeah, so it's good stuff. But it's
I've known Maria's name. I've never had the privilege of producing her, but she's got a great reputation.
Well, I'm going to send her your way next time she goes out to California. She's on Twitter too, everyone, so go find her there. And find Jack Jordan if you have questions. Love you for Twittering me, but I can't answer them because I'm not Jackie Jordan. So go there, follow Jackie on Twitter, and follow me there too. Until next time, Jackie, I hope to have you back on soon, because we're getting a great response, and Twitter's the proof, because people want to be on TV for whatever reason.
Thanks so much, Max.
Thank you, Wonder Woman, and we're going to talk to you real soon. And when we come back, Maria Papapetros is here, because we're going to regroup. Love you, Jackie Jordan.
Love you, too.
Bye. All right, everyone. Bye. Until then, this little light of mine on Max and Friends, and Maria Papapetros, get ready to call in. Hit it, Ronan.
It's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Oh,
there's a little light of mine.
Just a light of mine.
I'm gonna let it.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. I've got psychic to the stars, Maria Papa Petros. Go on Facebook now and find her. Maria Papa Petros, Psychic Dynamics. Welcome back, Maria.
Hi. Who else is there?
Well, we've got a caller. So, caller, can you lower your radio and welcome to the show? That's how psychic Maria is, that she already knows we have a caller. So, caller, who's this and where are you calling from? Oh, they hung up. They hung up, Maria.
Well, you scared him away.
It was too hot in the kitchen.
You scared him away because you were all projecting all this psychic dynamic power and you shut the person up. Are you aware of your own power?
I'm aware of it more so because you told me that I'm aware of it.
But, I mean, that's the message, Max. You got to get out there. And that's what I'm doing, that being psychic is not the privilege of just chosen few. Everybody's psychic. And when we do these shows, we give a taste to people of what it feels like for someone to get a peek at what future holds for them.
Absolutely.
And to tell them that they can do it too. All they need to do is come to my workshops. All they need to do is write the question before they go to bed.
Well, Maria, hold your thought because we're going to have one question only, people, and please be specific. Caller, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Cynthia, Stamford, Connecticut.
Wonderful, Cynthia. What's your question for Maria?
I would like to know who met my sister on the other side.
Excuse me?
Who met my sister when she went over on the other side?
Cynthia, I get an A and the B or a V initial. The reason I say B or V is because in Greek there is no B. So it's the same sound. So A is an Adam, is an Anna, and B is a Bob or V. And also, someone very young, it was more than just one person. Someone actually came to escort her, two little people. I feel either miniature people, young people, children, and if they were adults, they were very small.
Thank you.
Does that make any sense to you?
No, very much so. Thank you.
And something else. Your sister thanks you very much, and she says, you know why, and she also apologizes to you.
Apologize for what?
That I don't know.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Cynthia, for calling.
Anytime.
All right. Have a wonderful night. Okay. Thank you for your question. Wow, Maria, you see?
Well, I won't, like I said, but we cannot do this, Max. We cannot do this. You know what I mean? I mean, a little training. People, you just meditate, write your questions out. Your subconscious will give you the answer, either in a dream state or sleep state. And if you're going to, you can call me and have a session. But if you don't, you can call Max. He's really very psychic. He's my pride and joy. He came into one of my workshops and he shocked everybody.
Well, you know, Maria, everyone, Maria's on Twitter, too, so you can follow her there. Now, Maria, there's a couple things that I want you to know about Maria. One, Maria teaches these phenomenal workshops where I believe, too, that our intuition is really our psychic ability. And because of the world we live in, we're scared to say that we're psychic. So we go with the flow and say it's our intuition. It's your psychic ability, people. That's number one. And number
two, I love you for that.
That's why I just created
an entity called Psychic Dynamics. Psychic Dynamics.
I love Psychic Dynamics. And Psychic Dynamic is on Facebook, so go like the page there. Love the page there. Now, Maria, my second thing that I love about you is that you do private one-on-one sessions with people. I've experienced them. I wish that when you're in Connecticut or that we always can meet, but, you know, I travel the globe, as you know. So
I will be the middle of February in Connecticut.
Oh, in Connecticut. And now, when are you going to be in L.A.?
Greenwich. The end of February, I'm going to be in L.A. and do some great stuff that you predicted for me. And I see you in L.A. For a while. I don't know what you're going to do, and it's going to be great.
Maybe I'm going to go see Jackie
Jordan. You're going to win an award.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I see you doing something like a tour of some sort, or whatever tour that is. Mm-hmm. A tour? What kind of tour would you do, Max?
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it, Maria. We're supposed to talk about me after the show.
Oh, well, it's, why? Let people know about you. You know how many people they're in love with your voice and they're going to know about you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, everyone, I will be doing a satellite media tour, Maria.
Tour? <what I mean? laughs> It's a tour. It's a
it
tour.
Is.
But it's
and
not
I'm be doing
only
it coming up. Yeah. Well, I'm doing a big SMT, they call them, so that will be coming up in January for me, and I think it's for the Super Bowl. So I'll let you know more about that when I know.
Wow. So do you know, is she going to get that restaurant?
I know.
Now that you're going to be doing so much with television and radio, that you tell Maria I have no time for a restaurant, but you're still going to do a great restaurant.
Okay. Well, I'm happy with that. But I'm happy with Psychic Dynamics. So tell us how you got Psychic Dynamics started.
Well, I do believe in people's own power, and you know, dynamis is power. That's the Greek word for it. So, and we all have power. So, therefore, we're all dynamic. And with my experience with this year, or with the years, I see that we depend on other people. We'll go to our psychics, to our shrinks, to our mother, father, priest, rabbi, psychiatrist, but we do not go with them to where the real power is. And it's okay to consult me, you, your shrink, absolutely, do your doctor, your not your best friend. It's best you go to someone professional where there's trouble. Mm-hmm. However, the bottom line is your gut feeling. So developing your own psychic dynamics, I felt that that's what was missing, Max, that we were kind of controlled. And I thought, no, we need to get on the driver's seat.
Mm.
It is time. It is time to take action. And
it's a good year. 2012, I know, is going
to
be a wonderful
year. Get on the driver's seat and help the year be good to us. Do you know what I mean?
Maria, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Is the year going to – are we going to end? Everyone says the world is going to end in 2012. Can you please give us the prediction?
Okay, this is rubbish. We people have the tendency to read the cover of the book and not the book. Everybody refers to Nostradamus, this and this and this. For instance, Nostradamus says that if you do not raise your consciousness, then you're going to go down. The waves, okay, we all vibrate on a certain wavelength, right? On some frequency, like we're doing right this second. Mm-hmm. So the vibratory rate of the earth is changing. A shifting is happening in all levels. The people who are developing their own psychic dynamics, they're getting in tune with themselves, in touch with themselves. The people that are doing something about themselves, and they're getting in touch, in other words, with God within them, they're going to ride the wave, and they're going to go up and down with the waves. They're not going to get lost. It's very simple. There is a shift going on. There is an emotional shift, there's a physical shift, the planet is going to shift, there is a financial shift. You know, the money, Max, which is power and energy, did not get destroyed in a fire, did not go into the ocean. It is out there, it keeps multiplying itself. Some of us don't have that, and then some of us do.
Well, some of us have a question, and I just got one on Twitter.
There's something wrong with this picture, so we need to develop
a
psychic dynamics and tell ourselves, yes, I'm worth it, and let it come to me. Very simple.
Wonderful. Let me ask you a quick question, because we have someone Twittering us, and it's a book called Big Endings, and her name is Dr. Kathy Zeeb.
What is the book's name?
Beg Endings, BEGENDINGS. It's not the beginning or the ending, but the journey in between. Do you see the book becoming successful?
I think so. Yeah, it will create the right questions in people.
There you go.
And if the writer, the author, wrote this with that in mind to awaken people's consciousness. I don't know about the book, but that's what I'm getting. It will do the job, good or bad book, but it will do the job.
Dr. Kathy Zeeb, thanks for your question. Maria, we have to wrap up the show because it's come to that time again. But everyone, you can find Maria. Go to mpapapetros.com, PAPAPETROS.com. Maria Papapetros, I love you. You're my Wonder Woman for this year. We're both going to have
I love you too.
So okay. I'm going to talk to you after the show. Have a wonderful night, Maria, and thanks for being here.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, everyone. Well, it's come to that time where I've got to wrap the show up. I've got to say thank you so much to my guest, Byron, of course, the artist, my girl, Jackie Jordan, and my other girl, Maria Papapetros. I love you all for being here. Thank you all for tuning in. Thanks for your Twitter questions. Follow me on Twitter, Max Tucci. There you go. On Twitter. I got to swallow. I got to get some water, my Arizona water, because I love it so much. And on that note, everyone, we're going to take Life to the Max this week. But let me tell you, this week coming, this Sunday, we've got the inspirational, the one and only, the amazing guru. This woman is incredible, everyone. She is another Wonder Woman. Majaya Shanti Bhagavati. Majaya Shanti Bhagavati. Love you, Majaya. Her book is The 11 Karmic Places. And she's going to be on Max and Friends this Sunday. Excuse me all if I sound a little heady because I've got a cold, but thank you for Theraflu for clearing me up. So everyone, I've got to end this. I've got to have a wonderful night myself because I need to take some sleep. You know what I mean? If we don't sleep, we don't feel well. So take Life to the Max and enjoy CBS News coming up now after the show. Wonder Woman. See y'all later and have a wonderful week. Take Life to the Max. Good night.